I've been struggling all day to give you guys a good podcast episode. I've been struggling all day to think about what do I say to you guys, because honestly, this has been a rough weekend and I have some things going on in my personal life that I can't exactly discuss, which sucks because, you know, I'm very transparent and I like to tell you guys some of the things that go on in my life, but this is something I can't really talk about right now, so it sucks. And it's only one person I can talk to about it, but they're not present at the moment, so it's like I'm like forced to like keep all this stuff in. And today was just a rough day. Like, I just haven't been doing good today. I've been angry and upset and emotional and not really knowing what direction to put my feelings into. I'm honestly just tired and frustrated because I feel like I'm always there for everybody. I always show up for everybody, but then it feels like when the tables are turned, it's not reciprocated, which is frustrating. You know, I feel like I try to be strong for everybody. I try to be there for everybody. But sometimes I need somebody to be strong for me, to be there for me. You know, it's like this whole weekend, nothing really went the way it was supposed to. And it sucked because I wish it would have been different. You know, it's like people don't realize when people go through things or they're going through things in their life that it affects the people around them. Like, yeah, I got to be here for you. I got to be strong for you because you're going through a situation. But at the same time, your situation is affecting me too. Like, I'm hurting. I'm sad. Like, I get you are going through things and dealing with things. But people just need to remember. Sorry, guys. Something is in my throat. That when they're going through something in their life that their family members and friends are going through it too, in a sense, because we feel the pain that they feel, especially if we really care about that person. So for me, it's like I'm trying to deal with it all. I'm trying to come to terms with it all, but it's hard to be there for somebody that's kind of checked out, in a sense. And you're trying to get that person saying, hey, you know, come here, I got you, but they haven't showed up, you know. And I kind of feel like, I don't know, guys. I'm just frustrated. I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm sad. I have all these emotions, but I feel like I can't really talk about the things as much as I want to because I can't really say what the problem is. So it's like I have to hold it in. I have to keep it to myself. I can't really say it out loud right now. And it's just, it sucks. Because I need to be able to talk about it. I need to be able to speak to someone about how I feel because I'm hurting. And not everybody understands that. Like, I literally tried to make this podcast probably 4 or 5 times today. And every episode I made, I kept deleting because I couldn't even get through a full episode because I didn't know what to say to you guys because I feel bad because it's been like 4 days since I gave you guys an episode because of this weekend has just been so tough with so much going on. And I've wanted to do love talk, but I haven't felt like I can give that to you guys right now. Not because my love life is in shambles, but just because I don't even know where to start with the new episode and the topic. And then I wanted to give you something about mental health, but I couldn't fathom doing that either. So it was just kind of like I can't give you guys what I want to give you guys because I have so many things going on right now, and I don't want to come on here and give you this BS episode that's not authentic or not, you know, good, because of I'm going through things and I'm just giving you anything because, you know, it's not, and it has to feel right. Any episode that I give you guys, it has to feel right. It has to be right. I can't just give any old episode and say, oh, this is what I'm giving them and this is enough. No, I put hard work and dedication into my podcast. I literally sit and think about the episodes before I hit the record button because I want to make sure that I'm on topic and I'm making sure that anything that I talk about with you guys, I'm passionate about, and it's a conversation that's going to help people and have people thinking and things like that. So for me, it's been hard because I can't give you guys that because I'm dealing with my own personal issues right now and I'm trying to just get through that. But since I can't really give you guys that, I'm just going to be vulnerable with you guys. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to tell you guys, keeping it 100 with you guys, you know. Not everything is sunshines and rainbows and sunny days, you know. I go through things just like everybody else. And, you know, I'll be honest, my mental health has been in a good space because of the Zoloft that I've been taking. My mental health is in a great space. However, I'm human. I do get sad. I do get emotional. I go through things just like anybody else. And this weekend just happened to be a rough weekend for me. It happened to be a tough time, you know, because sometimes I really do get tired. I really do get frustrated. I really do feel like people don't always respect my time. They don't always respect, you know, just, it gets tough sometimes, you know. It's like, I don't know what to think, guys. Like, I don't want to sit here and think I'm coming on here to bash anybody or anything like that. It's more so coming from a place of like, I'm struggling a little bit and I just want, I don't know. I guess I just want people around me to be more understanding about it. But the person I need to be here for me, like I said, they I feel like they just have checked out on me or something. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's like, I feel like I didn't have enough time to prepare for what's about to happen. I feel like I found out at a crazy time, and then now I got to prepare myself for something that's scary, something that I wasn't ready for, something I didn't think was going to happen, and now I'm here. Like, how do I deal with this situation? You know, how do I get through this situation? Because I don't know how it's going to end. I don't know if it's going to be going to end good, going to end bad. And so it's like preparing myself because it's getting closer. The time is getting closer. And I guess I have to get to a place of acceptance because I don't know how it's going to go. You know, it's definitely frustrating, guys. It's so frustrating. I don't know. I feel like lately I've been just so stressed out from work and everything else. And then, I don't know.
She said she's taking this as soon as it's
tomorrow. Oh, stick. Stick. She gone. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, guys. But it's like I'm trying to stay strong, trying to do all the right things, but I don't know. Like, I really don't. I'm sorry, guys. I'm chewing gum, so don't get annoyed. I don't know. I don't know. Happening with the world right now, guys. Everything's just a mess. I don't even know. I don't know what to feel right now. I'm just like emotional. I'm mad. I'm everything right now. I don't know. I just kind of want this week to be over with. I wish my weekend would have been different though. I wish everything would have just been different, and it's no different. It's just like everything pretty much was everything I didn't want it to be. Now I gotta prepare myself for this upcoming week and see what that brings me. But I'm not even really sure what that's gonna bring me. I gotta deal with a bunch of patients. And some people think when you work at home, you're on vacation or it's just this great time. Yeah, you get to work at home. You maybe can get up and snack on stuff between patients or between calls or work. But it's still not technically a vacation because you're still working. And I need a vacation because now I'm going to be stressed out this whole week because I have 1,000 things going on and things that I got to handle. Like, my dog has to go to the groomers this week. He was supposed to go to the groomers last month, but he could not go due to He could not go due to the fact that my grandma had just passed, so I had to cancel it. And he's going Wednesday, and then Thursday I have an appointment with my psychiatrist by phone to get more refills on my medication. So that's is that Thursday or Friday? Actually, Friday. My bad. That's a Friday. Okay. Why the heck did I thought our appointment was the 18th? That is so weird. Yeah, so anyway, I see my psychiatrist Friday at 1 o'clock. I don't know how that's going to go because that's usually when I clock back in from break. So, yeah. I talked to her at 1 o'clock. And then Wednesday, I take my dog to the groomers at 1 o'clock. So, pretty much how that's gonna go is I probably will just drop him off like probably about 12:30, go drop him off, then I'll pick him up 2 hours later, probably around 3 o'clock. He'll be ready. And yeah, because he has not been to the grooms in like a month because of the death of my grandparents and stuff. And so he's finally gonna go. I'm sure he's gonna be happy. And yeah, so I have those two appointments. And I don't know why the heck I thought my appointment was on the 18th. So freaking crazy. But anyway, so I don't know, guys. I'm just, I don't know. All we can do is pray. Pray that everything works out this week. Pray that, I don't know. I want to delete this episode, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let you guys hear this because even though this episode is all over the place and I'm rambling, it's what I'm going through right now and I need you guys to hear it, I guess. I mean, I want to give you guys something. So, this is what I'm giving you. This is Sunday. This is Sunday. So, like, what do you guys do when you feel like giving up? When you feel like you just had it and you don't know what to do? You just want to throw in the towel with, like, everything. Like, what do you do? Because I was thinking about that earlier. Like, what do people do when they just feel like giving up? They feel like it's just all too much and they're stressed out to the point of, like, I'm sick of it all. Like, do you just give up? I'm just asking. Just because in general, I'm thinking, like, a lot of times when I feel like giving up, I try to keep going. But of course, I'm human. Everybody has that moment where they're just like, the heck with this. I'm done. But I just want to know everybody's thoughts on, like, what do you do when you just get, you just feel like you're going to lose your mind. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like some people need to, like, realize when they have good people in their lives. Some people need to realize when they have people that are always there for them, down for them, will do any and everything for them. Like, I'm just saying, remember those people, because you don't find a lot of people in your life that are there for you, that respect you, that care for you, and that will do anything for you. So when you meet people like that in your life, you really gotta appreciate them And I feel like some people don't always do that, but you gotta appreciate them. It's very rare that you meet people that, like I said, are always gonna be there for you no matter what. I've struggled, I think, in my life to really find people like that. Even though I've always been that person that's there for everybody, try to fix everybody, try to make everybody happy, but like, I don't feel like it's always reciprocated. But, I don't know, guys. I do not know. So, yeah. Life will throw a curveball at you, that's for sure. Definitely tired, but not sleepy tired. Just tired of, like, some of the things I have to deal with. It's just like, I try so hard to be happy. I try so hard to be calm and relaxed, and then stuff happens, and it's just like, crap. Everything I work hard for goes out the window, and I try to keep my inner peace, but it's always somebody messing up my inner peace. I swear, people try to mess with it, and I don't know why. Like, just let me have my inner peace. Stop trying to mess with my inner peace, please. It's the most annoying thing in the world when somebody tries to jack up your inner peace. It's like, come on now. I work too hard for this. So annoying. But of course, guys, once everything dies down, I will give you guys more love cast episodes. I mean, love talk soon. Excuse me. I said love cast. I'll give you guys more love talk series episodes once everything dies down. I will give you guys more mental health episodes. I'll give you guys anything you want to talk about. Because I want to start talking about more than one thing on this podcast, you know. But you guys also should know that I do have a Love Talk Series podcast on Anchor, too. I have two podcasts. I have my Mental Health Diary, which is this one. And I made a separate one underneath a separate account on Anchor. But it's called Love Talk Series. So check that out. I put the link in my the bio of my last episode. I mean, description. So I'll put it in the description of this one, too. If you want to go check it out and listen to it. Still in the process of trying to figure out if I want to do a love talk series, like, thing on YouTube or not. I don't know, because you guys know how I feel about YouTube. It's not my favorite thing in the world. Well, at least for me. I like to watch videos on there, but I don't like to put my own videos on there. So I don't know how that's going to work. But we'll see. I don't know. So that's where it gets kind of complicated. But yeah, so just keep a lookout for that. I definitely will tell you guys everything that's going on once everything has, like, kind of died down. Because I really can't speak on everything like I want to tonight. I really can't tell you guys what's really going on, even though I really, really want to. But eventually, at a later time, I can go into, like, more detail and tell you guys why I feel the way I feel and what's really going on, but I can't right now. Eventually, I'll be able to go into more detail. And then I also feel like I can't talk about it like I want to because it's not my story to tell, in a sense. It is my story to tell, but it's not my story to tell. You get what I'm saying. So I can tell you guys how I feel about a situation, but in a sense, I also want permission to talk about the situation because it's kind of like, I can't go into much detail. Let's just say that. So basically, can't talk about it too much with you guys until everything dies down. Then I will talk about it eventually. But I will give you guys more good content eventually. But right now, I can't. I gotta be in a good headspace to really dive into all this stuff to give you guys good content and episodes. Again, like I said, this was the first episode that I even let go to 20 minutes, because every other episode I made today, I kept deleting, because I didn't want to give it, I didn't know how to get my words across, I didn't feel like talking about it. So I'm finally I wind down towards the end of the night and I can finally talk about it and give you guys a decent episode. So I do apologize. This episode was all over the place. My mind is wandering right now, but I still want to give you guys something to let you know where my headspace was. All I can say is spread love. Love on everybody around you. Be there for your family and friends right now. Keep each other in prayer. Uplift each other, because right now the world is crazy. So much is going on in the world. So we need to uplift each other. And with that being said, I'm going to get in the bed. I'm going to go to sleep. Try to get some rest. And hopefully I will give you guys another episode in a couple of days. I don't know when at this point. But yes, we will come back to this discussion eventually. And I'll let you guys know what's going on. Anyway, I'm going to end this. Again, if you want the episodes on love, go visit my Love Talk series. Please show me some love. Have a nice night, guys. Peace and love.